Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a polished jungle reese patch in Ableton Live 12, and then turning it into an arrangement ready bass part for Smokey Warehouse style drum and bass. The main idea here is simple. We do not just want a bass that sounds huge by itself. We want a bass that feels like it belongs inside a dark, rolling DNB track. Thick in the middle, stable in the low end, a little gritty in the mids, and controlled enough to sit under breaks, snares, and atmospheres without turning the whole mix to mud. So let's get into it. First, set up a clean MIDI track and name it something obvious, like Respace. Keep it near your drum tracks so you can build the sound while hearing the groove at the same time. That part matters a lot. In drum and bass, you really want to build the bass in context, not in isolation. A patch can sound massive solo and then fall apart the second the break and snare come in. Set your tempo somewhere around 172 BPM. Anything in the 170 to 174 range is a solid starting point for jungle and DNB. Then make a simple loop with your kick, snare, and a breakbeat or chopped break. You can throw in a placeholder bass note too, just so you have something to work against. Now we'll build the reese. Load Waveatable on the bass track. Waveatable is perfect for this because it gives us easy movement without needing anything complicated. Start with two saw oscillators. Oscillator 1 is a saw, and oscillator 2 is also a saw, but to tune it slightly against the first one. Keep unison must, somewhere around 2 to 4 voices, and don't go crazy with to tune. You want motion, not a giant blurry cloud. If you want the sound darker, keep the Waveatable position close to a plain saw or an analog style shape. Then add a low pass filter. Start with a cutoff around 200 to 600 Hz and keep resonance low to moderate. What we're aiming for is a bass that sounds thick, sour, and smoky, not shiny or overly bright. A really important beginner rule here. Separate your sub and your mid-range movement. The sub should stay centered and stable. The reese part can move and spread, but the low end needs to be disciplined. The easiest way to do that is with two layers. Put your main Waveatable patch on one track for the mid-range reese sound, and use operator on a second track for a dedicated sub. On that sub track, use a sine wave, keep it mono, and keep it simple. Low pass it if needed, around 80 to 120 Hz. If you want to keep everything on one track, that's fine too, but then you need to be very careful that the low end doesn't get too wide. You can use EQA to clean things up and keep the energy below roughly 120 Hz centered and solid. This matters because in DNB, the kick and sub have to lock together. If the low end gets messy, the whole drop loses its punch. Now let's give the sound movement. In Waveatable, assign LFO1 to the filter cutoff. Set the rate to something slow, like half note or one bar sync, and keep the depth subtle at first. You want the filter to breathe a little, not wobble like a bass drop effect. A smooth sine or triangle shape works great here. Then move into arrangement view and automate the filter cutoff across the track. This is where the smoky vibe really starts to come alive. For the intro, keep the cutoff lower and darker. During the build, slowly open it up. In the drop, open it a bit more, then let it close again in response to the phrase. You can also automate resonance, Waveatable position, or even unison detune very slightly if you want extra tension. Think of the bass like it is breathing in the room. That's the vibe. Next, we shape the tone with some grit. Add saturator after the synth. Start with a drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. Keep an eye on the output so you're not just making it louder. A lot of beginners mistake volume for quality. Match the level before and after so you can actually hear what the processing is doing. If you want more edge, you can try overdrive or roar if it's available in your setup, but keep it subtle. We want density and attitude, not destruction. After that, use EQ8. If the patch feels cloudy, make a small wide cut somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. If it's too sharp in the upper mids, tame that area a bit. And if it needs a little more growl, you can gently boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Just be careful. In this style, controlled ugliness is the goal. A bit of roughness is good. Too much and the bass gets fuzzy and loses punch. Now let's add width, but carefully. This is where a lot of people make mistakes. The low end should stay mono. The width should live in the mids. If you're using two layers, keep the sub centered and only widen the mid layer. You could duplicate the reese mid layer, high pass the copy around 150 to 200 Hz, and then add a little chorus ensemble or a short delay for stereo spread. Then check the bass in mono using utility. If it collapses or gets weak, the width is too extreme or too facey. In underground bass music, the center lane has to stay strong. The atmosphere can be wide. The sub cannot. Now that the patch is working, Let's turn it into an actual base phrase. A jungle reese often works best as a short repeating idea, not a constant wall of sound. Start with a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip. Put one long note on beat 1. Then answer it with another note on the end of beat 2 or beat 3. Leave some space. Let the drums speak. A good simple DNB phrase might be a long note, then a short reply, then a small rest. That call and response feeling is huge in this genre. It makes the bass and drums feel like they're talking to each other. Try note lengths like half a bar or a full bar for the sustained parts, and 1/8 or 1/4 for the short answers. Don't fill every gap. The space is part of the groove. Now we move into arrangement. In arrangement view, think in sections. Create at least 3 bass states. One for the intro, where the bass is filtered and teasing. One for the drop, where the full sub and reese are present. And one variation state, where you change the ending, reduce the low end, or add a bit more movement. Simple arrangement moves go a long way here. You can automate the filter opening over 4 or 8 bars. You can mute the sub for a beat right before the drop. You can remove the bass for the last half beat before a snare fill. You can add a short bass fill at the end of an 8-bar phrase. That restraint is what gives Smokey Warehouse DNB its power. The bass feels heavier when it appears with intention instead of blasting nonstop. If you want more character, resampling is a great next step. Record the bass into a new audio track while it plays. Then trim the best parts and maybe reverse a tiny bit for a transition effect. You can also add a touch of beat repeat or redux if you want a little dirty texture, but keep it light. You're trying to capture a living bass texture, not turn it into a totally different sound. Now do a quick 16-bar pass and listen to the full track with the drums. Ask yourself a few questions. Is the bass arriving too often? Is it fighting the snare? Is the sub louder than it should be? Does the intro need more space before the drop? Often, the answer is not more sound. It's less. Maybe the intro needs thinner bass. Maybe the first drop needs more breathing room. Maybe the second 8 bars should be slightly more active, but not by much. That's a strong beginner DNB shape right there. An 8-bar intro with filtered bass teasing, a 16-bar drop with a steady groove, a variation with a small change, then a breakdown or reset, and then a second drop with a bit more grit or a new ending. Before we wrap up, here are the big things to remember. Build from the drums outward. If the bass sounds great solo but clashes with a break, trust the loop, not the solo patch. Treat the reese like a moving texture, not a lead synth. Use one anchor note if you want the bass to feel heavier. Keep your arrangement simple. One filter move, one mute, or one fill can do more than a bunch of edits. And gain stage early, so you can actually hear your processing decisions clearly. For your practice, try this. Build a reese with 2 saw oscillators and a low-pass filter. Create a separate sine sub. Program a 2-bar bass phrase with 1 long note and 1 short reply. Add saturator and EQ8. Automate the filter across 8 bars, and add 1 drum fill or bass mute before the loop repeats. Then bounce it or resample it so you can compare versions later. If you do that, you'll end up with a bass sound that feels like it belongs under a rolling break, not just a synth patch pasted on top. Alright, that's the lesson. Keep it dark, keep it controlled, and let the drums and bass breathe together. That's where the warehouse vibe really lives.